Leininger, brother and sister. Per Ardua, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. May 17, 1894. Dear brother and sister Leininger, I am anxious to know if you design to keep the Healdsburg property in the city of Healdsburg. I wish to understand this. Will you write to me your decision? For that will have considerable to do with several decisions that we will have to make. I would like you to have the property if you want it. Will you please to write me? My health is improving. This climate is far preferable to Melbourne in many ways. We have had a few soft showers since we moved here. The sun has been shining brightly for several weeks, with a refreshing shower occasionally. We find much work to do in writing and speaking. 1 week ago, last Sunday, we had a union meeting of our different churches held at Seven Hills. Meeting commenced in the morning and held all day, and in the evening. Brother Hickox has been laboring earnestly, interestedly, and devotedly at Seven Hills. He has not only preached Sabbaths and Sundays, but also evenings, and still done much personal labor from house to house. I have spoken 4 Sundays at Seven Hills and 1 Sabbath. Brother Starr has labored there also. We rejoice as we have seen family after family embracing the truth. About 25 souls have accepted the truth as a result of these united efforts. Since the camp meeting in Brighton, Melbourne, Brother Israel and Brother Baker, both of these you know, pitched a tent in Williamstown, 12 miles from Melbourne. 30, I learn, have decided for the truth, and the interest has not abated. These brethren have had united with them the labors of Elders Daniels and Colcord and Starr. I spoke at Williamstown 4 times before leaving Melbourne. Quite a church has been raised up in Brighton. Elders Corliss and Robert Hare have been laboring in Hawthorne, another suburb of Melbourne. We learn that 16 have embraced the truth there. New fields are opening on every side, and it is money and men that are wanted to carry forward the work in new places. Oh, that the Lord would impress our people with the importance of the time in which we live. We have a solemn, sacred work to do for the Master. Every family believing the truth needs to set their house in order and consecrate themselves to God by most earnest surrender, and believe He accepts them and blesses them and will work through them if they cherish daily the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Everywhere there is work to do for our neighbors to enlighten them. There is also great need of work for our children to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Truth will triumph, and we want it an abiding principle in the soul. I hope your faith will not decrease, but increase. I hope you will urge your petitions to the throne of grace and be strong, yes, strong, in hope, in faith, in courage. We have not long to wait. Jesus will soon come, and, if faithful, we shall see Him as He is. I do hope and pray that the school in Healdsburg will have the sanctifying grace of Christ continually, as a vitalizing element, that souls may be converted, that students may grow in grace and the knowledge of the truth. I send you this letter, short as it is, but I cannot write long letters. I sent in yesterday's mail 140 pages. Love to all the dear children.